This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to open a conversation that you know will eventually be difficult. Use icebreakers to lower the temperature before hard words arrive. In short, the opening of a difficult conversation shapes everything that follows. Conversation opening icebreakers are not small talk for its own sake. They are a deliberate method for building enough trust and calm that the hard part becomes possible. A good icebreaker is specific to the person, not generic to the situation. The goal is two or three genuine exchanges, not a performance of friendliness. How you open determines whether the other person listens or defends. Definition: conversation opening icebreakers are short, intentional exchanges used at the start of a discussion to lower tension, establish basic rapport, and create enough psychological safety for both parties to engage honestly with what follows. I once watched a manager walk into a performance review, sit down, and open with, "Right, let's get into it." The person across the table went rigid. Everything after that was defense. The conversation that followed was technically correct and completely useless. That manager was not cruel. He was simply unaware that an icebreaker, used well before a difficult conversation, changes the entire atmosphere of what follows. Conversation opening icebreakers are not pleasantries. They are the ground you prepare before you plant something difficult. Skip them, and you are asking hard words to land on concrete. Most people either skip the opening entirely or use something so generic it lands worse than silence. Neither works. What does work is a method you can prepare, practice, and repeat with confidence. Why opening a pre-difficult conversation feels so unnatural. There is a particular kind of discomfort in making small talk with someone when you know a hard conversation is coming. Part of you feels dishonest. You are asking about their weekend while mentally rehearsing how to tell them their performance is a problem, or that a decision they made hurt the team. It feels like two-faced behavior. Here is the truth of it: it is not. The opening is not a lie. It is preparation for both of you. The other person, even if they suspect the meeting has a serious purpose, benefits from a few minutes of normal human exchange. It lowers their cortisol. It reminds them that you see them as a person, not a problem to be managed. The discomfort is yours to carry, not theirs to absorb. That is what the preparation work is for. What you need to have ready before you open your mouth. The icebreaker itself is only as strong as what sits beneath it. Before any difficult conversation, two things need to be in place. First, you need to know one genuine, specific thing about the person you are meeting, not their job title. Something real, a project they care about, a challenge they mentioned last week, something they recently accomplished. This is what you will draw on. Generic icebreakers, "How was your weekend?" delivered to someone you've worked beside for 2 years, feel hollow. The other person knows you could say that to anyone. Second, you need to have already thought through the difficult part of the conversation separately, so it is not leaking into your body language during the opening. If you are already tense about what comes later, the person across from you will feel it before you speak your first word. Do your preparation work beforehand. If you need a structured way to think through what could go wrong, the conversation pre-mortem method is worth your time before high-stakes meetings. The six-step method for opening well. This sequence is designed for a one-on-one conversation, in person or remote, where you know the discussion will eventually reach difficult ground. Follow the steps in order. Do not skip the early ones to get to the hard part faster. Number 1. Arrive before the other person does. Set up the space or the call before they arrive. If you are in a room, arrange two chairs at a slight angle rather than directly opposite each other. Directly opposite feels like an interrogation. If you're on a call, have your camera on, your background settled, and your expression open before they join. The first thing they see if you should not be fiddling with settings. Number 2. Greet them by name and hold a moment of genuine eye contact. Say their name as you greet them. Not, "Hi, thanks for coming, but good to see you, Sarah." Name new signals attention. Hold eye contact for 2 or 3 seconds, enough to communicate that you are fully present. Do not look at your notes or your screen. This is not a technique. It is basic respect, and it costs you nothing. Number 3. Open with a specific, real observation or question. This is your icebreaker. Make it specific to them. "I heard the client call yesterday went well. It's far more connecting than how are things." If you genuinely do not know anything current about them, ask about something they have recently worked on. "How did that presentation land last week?" The specificity signals that you noticed them. That matters enormously before a difficult conversation. If you want a deeper look at how to start a difficult conversation that is already blocking team progress, the piece builds on what you establish here. Number 4. Listen completely to their answer. This is where most people fail. They ask the icebreaker question and then half listen while rehearsing their opening for the hard part. The other person notices. If you ask how did that presentation land and then respond with good while looking at your notes, you've just told them the question was hollow. Give their answer your full attention. Respond to what they actually say. Ask one follow-up if it comes naturally. 2 to 3 genuine exchanges is what you're aiming for. Number 5. Use a transitional phrase to move toward the real subject. This is the bridge between the icebreaker and the difficult content. It should be honest and calm. A script that works. I appreciate you taking the time. There's something I want to talk through with you today, and I want to approach it properly. That sentence does 3 things. It expresses respect, it signals the shift, and it promises care. It does not ambush, and it does not pretend. You can also find deeper frameworks for staying grounded once the tension rises during a workplace conversation in the core method. Number 6. Pause after the transition before continuing. After your transitional phrase, stop. Let it land. 3 seconds of silence feels long to you and completely natural to them. It gives them a moment to shift from the casual mode of the icebreaker into the more serious mode of what follows. Rushing past that pause undermines everything you built in the previous 5 steps. The pause is not weakness. It is the last piece of the opening, and it earns you the conditions you need to speak clearly. Adapting this method for remote conversations. Video calls rob you of about half your natural rapport building tools. You cannot offer someone a coffee, cannot shift slightly towards them, cannot read their posture below the shoulders. That makes the icebreaker more important and harder to land. On a remote call, acknowledge the context directly. I know we are both working across screens today, so I want to make sure this feels like a proper conversation. That sentence itself functions as an icebreaker. It names the awkwardness and humanizes the format. Then follow with your specific question, as you would in person. Pay close attention to their audio and video. If they're on a bad connection, or clearly in an awkward space, name it briefly. Looks like you might be somewhere noisy today. I can wait if you need a moment. That small act of noticing builds more rapport than almost any scripted icebreaker can. For team settings, where you need to use icebreakers across a group rather than one-on-one, the effect of icebreakers for team meetings resource covers how to scale the method. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What goes wrong when people attempt this? These are the 3 patterns I see most often. Each one is understandable. Each one is fixable. The mistake. Using the same icebreaker for everyone regardless of who they are. Why it happens. People default to how was your weekend. Because it feels safe and universal. What to do instead. Spend 60 seconds before the conversation recalling one specific, recent thing about that person. Use that instead. The specificity is the whole point. The mistake. Making the icebreaker too brief, then leaping straight into the serious content. Why it happens. The discomfort of the impending topic rushes the person into the hard part before the opening has done its work. What to do instead? Commit to at least 2 genuine exchanges before the transitional phrase. If you feel the urge to rush, slow down. That urge is your anxiety, not a signal that the other person is ready. The mistake. Performing warmth rather than expressing it. Why it happens. The person has read about building rapport and is executing a technique rather than making a real connection. The other person feels the difference immediately. What to do instead? Ask a question you are genuinely curious about. If you are not curious about anything, ask yourself why. That absence is usually a sign that you have already mentally positioned them as a problem rather than a person. The empathy bridge technique is specifically designed to rebuild the genuine interest before the conversation starts. If an argument breaks out despite your best opening work, you may also need to know how to de-escalate arguments during meetings, because even the best icebreaker cannot guarantee smooth water throughout. Your pre-conversation icebreaker checklist. Use this before any meeting where you know the conversation will move into difficult territory. Run through it in the 5 minutes beforehand. Number 1. Identify one specific thing about this person. A recent project, a challenge they mentioned, something they accomplished. Write it down if you need to. Number 2. Prepare your icebreaker question or observation. Make it specific to them. Test it mentally. Could you say this to anyone, or only to this person? Number 3. Prepare your transitional phrase. Something honest and calm that signals the shift without ambushing. Write it down if it helps. Number 4. Set up the environment. Chair angles, lighting, camera and audio if remote. Arrive or log in before them. Number 5. Clear your head of the hard content for now. You have prepared the difficult part separately. Set it aside until the opening has done its work. Number 6. Remind yourself the opening is not dishonest. It is preparation. It is respect. It is how people actually talk when they trust each other. For leaders who want a broader method for building the kind of conversational culture where difficult discussions become less rare and less fraught, the strong method applies these principles at scale. The opening is not a warm-up. It is the work. After 60 years of getting this wrong more times than I can comfortably count, I have come to believe that how you open a conversation is not a formality before the real business begins. It is the real business. The trust you build in the first 2 minutes of a difficult conversation determines whether everything that follows is heard or defended against. Conversation opening icebreakers are not a technique you deploy to soften someone up. They are an act of respect. They say, I see you as a person, and I intend to speak to you like one, even when what I have to say is hard. That is the foundation everything else stands on. Practice the opening. Prepare the opening. Earn the right to be heard by giving the other person a reason to stay in the room. Not just physically, but emotionally. The difficult part of the conversation deserves that foundation. So does the person you are speaking with. Frequently asked questions. What are conversation opening icebreakers for difficult talks? Conversation opening icebreakers are brief, low-stakes exchanges you use before a hard discussion begins. They low tension, build a small layer of trust, and signal to the other person that you're not arriving ready to attack. They make the difficult part easier to reach. How do you use icebreakers before a difficult conversation? You plan a short, genuine observation or question tied to shared experience, deliver it calmly before any serious topic arises, then let the other person respond without rushing. The goal is 2 or 3 natural exchanges that warm the room before you introduce the harder subject. Why do conversation opening icebreakers matter in the workplace? Without a brief opening, difficult workplace conversations often start in defense mode. The other person hears the first serious sentence and braces immediately. A short icebreaker shifts that dynamic, creating just enough relational safety for both people to listen rather than react. How long should icebreakers last before a difficult conversation? 2 to 4 minutes is usually enough. You are not trying to avoid the subject or pretend the meeting is casual. You are building a small bridge. Too short, and it feels rushed. Too long, and it starts to feel dishonest about the purpose of the meeting. What makes a poor icebreaker before a hard conversation? A poor icebreaker is one that feels scripted, generic, or disconnected from the person you're speaking with. Asking about the weather to someone you've worked with for 3 years reads as hollow. The other person senses you're performing a ritual rather than making a real connection. Can you use icebreakers in a remote or video call difficult conversation? Yes. But you need to adjust. Name the awkwardness of the screen, reference something you genuinely know about the other person, or acknowledge the time zone or location. Keep it brief. Remote conversations have less natural warm-up time, so your icebreaker needs to be more deliberate and specific. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.